B-Pod Studios.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
It's how I get my morning started.
First thing
in the morning.
Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Welcome to a Monday. Today is July 5th. 2023.
It's not July 5th. It's June 5th.
June 5th, 2023. Did I say July?
Yeah.
Woo!
We would have missed the 4th.
We would have had fireworks last night.
Yeah.
All right. Today is June 5th, 2023. But more importantly, today is Loren's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Ren.
Thank you. You guys have the studio decorated so nicely when I came in.
Yes.
It was great in here. Thank you.
And there's a package for you for your birthday, which looks to be in the shape of a bottle of some sort.
That's what I like.
Ah. Happy birthday. Do you want to give the age?
Sure.
Because it's a special. It's a special year.
It's really not.
It is.
Because it's the last of my 30s.
Ah.
I'm 39.
Yes, 39.
Yeah. You know what I did for my 29th birthday?
And fine is wine.
I went to London and Paris for my 29th birthday. I'm not going anywhere right now.
And you had a fun time with your friends over the weekend. Mm-hmm. You had a little get together. Your mom came in from out of town, I saw.
Yeah, we just did. Honestly, it was like 6 people. Like, it was like my mom, my brother, my mom's boyfriend, mm-hmm. me, my best friend. And that was it. Actually, it was 5. And then my 2 kids. We just did like a movie night on our patio. But of course, it was like Loren supersized and decorated.
Right. Well, happy birthday to you, Loren.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'm trying to get your song. I had it all planned out.
What's my song?
I'm going to get you a birthday song.
Oh. It better be Naked in Paris.
Let me see.
Thank you. What are you doing? I am so curious.
It's so unprofessional. This one, Loren.
All right, I got you.
This is the one that I wanted to play for you for your birthday.
For?
All right, ready? Here we go.
All
everybody,
right.
A Monday morning song to celebrate Loren's birthday. The only way we know how with Trey Songz, Loren.
This is such a good song.
Here we go. Happy birthday, Ren.
Thank you.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Celebrating Loren's birthday. All the happy birthdays and all the wishes. You can send them to 704-570-9595. Or at all the F words on her socials, all of the F words, I think it is.
It is.
Yeah. And we're off and running. Now, tell us about your weekend.
So I kind of have a funny story, and I want to know if this has ever happened to you. We went to dinner last night for my birthday, and it was like my official like dinner because mm-hmm. like Dallas was home because Dallas goes away on this boys trip every birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes home early on Sunday. So we went to dinner last night. Have you ever been to dinner with somebody and they order like a grotesque amount of food and you assume that because they ordered so much food that like they'll probably pick up the bill, especially when they order 2 dinners to go?
Somebody did that in your group?
And then wanted to split the bill with us. And it was not a cheap dinner. Everybody drank. Everybody ordered an entree. And then this person ordered like a ridiculous amount of appetizers. And then ordered 2 dinners to go. And I was like, oh, well, they must be picking up the bill. And then the bill came and they were like, you just guys want to split it?
Oh, okay, can I just say something?
Yeah.
If it's who I think it is.
It is.
Okay. Okay.
I got home and I was like, did he take 2 dinners to go?
Your brother?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I was going to say, if it was your brother,
he is
a producer and he travels a lot. He's not home a lot, so maybe he wants to have a good meal. And because he's your younger brother, being the youngest in my family, the youngest gets extra attention and gets extra favors done for him. Don't roll your eyes. It's what happens with the youngest.
I'm rolling my eyes, but okay.
Okay, it wasn't that person. It was somebody else who absolutely had the money to pay for everything.
Yeah, but that person did pick up the dinner the night before, so I was thankful for that. But the 2 dinners to go, I was like, come on.
2 to go?
Who else is he feeding? I don't know. I would would love to know.
Ah, that's awesome. No, I mean, I wasn't part of that world this weekend, but I was part of the dance world, and we'll talk about that later on this morning. I've officially become a dance dad. My daughter had her recital on Saturday at the Ovens Auditorium.
Oh, so cute.
Oh, man. It was actually really well done, although someone in the family got in trouble for not being supportive.
Oh.
It wasn't me. I wasn't in the doghouse this weekend, which was great.
That's good.
Today is Lauren's birthday. It's also National Moonshine Day. Did you know you share your birthday with moonshiners?
I did not know that.
If
I would have known that, I might have brought some moonshine today.
Could have brought in some shine. Mm-hmm. Celebrated both of them together. You also celebrate your birthday with a bunch of celebrities. We'll talk about that and so much more.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show. Kiss 95.1.
So, it's so funny. I love my job, and I love hearing from people who love listening to the show. Really, honestly, when the alarm goes off at 4:20 in the morning, I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then, like, I think to a moment where someone goes, you know, thanks for getting me through my morning. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the mornings just aren't the same if I don't hear you guys or whatever it may be. So, I love that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because yesterday I went to Costco. And two things. One.
I love Costco, too.
I noticed things have gotten a little more expensive at Costco.
Mm.
Right? And I love looking at people's carts at checkout to see what's going on. Like, for instance, one guy had about four enormous bags of Tostitos and a gallon of milk.
Okay, so he's going to a party. He's in charge of the Tostitos, but he also needed milk.
I guess, but the enormous bags. He might have been a teacher, right?
Okay.
And then, like, you see somebody else, and they have a huge amount of one specific type of fruit that I've never, you know, they got a cart full of kiwi, and then like. I'm trying to think of something like more random, and then like a something from the playset aisle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a ladder.
Yeah.
What? So I was walking through the aisles, and I'm there with my daughter, and my son's with me, and this guy comes up and goes, "Manny, hey," I think he said his name was Alan.
Okay.
I might be wrong. And he goes, "You probably don't remember me, but I was the human bowling ball." And I go, "Oh," he goes, "Thanksgiving, we did human bowling for turkeys."
Okay.
He's like, "Yeah, I know you haven't heard from me in a while, but, you know, I still listen to the show and still enjoy you guys. And anyway, yeah, man, that was funny." He's like, "I had to have shoulder surgery." I go, "Oh, my God, that's not because of the human bowling thing, was it?" He was like, No, it's something different."
Okay.
So then here's where things get squirrely. We start walking away, and Dean goes, "Dad, what's he talking about, the human bowling thing?" So now here I am going, "Dean, you know, this is my job."
Yeah, yeah. You're like, some daddies are accountants. Some daddies are doctors. Your daddy makes human bowling balls.
If the guy wanted to win a turkey, he had to bowl himself down a slide into plastic pins to win the turkey. That's what your dad does for a living. And he's like, and Dean's like, "Oh my God." And he either thought it was incredibly cool or incredibly weird. I couldn't tell.
No middle ground here.
Where he was going, but I thought that was really funny yesterday.
Wake up in the morning. It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
It's how I get my morning started.
First thing in the morning. It's 95.1.
Celebrating Lorenz's birthday.
Yay!
Who else do you celebrate your birthday with, Lorenz? Let's have a look. You celebrate your birthday with actor Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Goldbergs.
Okay.
Ron Livingston from Band of Brothers and Sex in the City.
Okay.
Remember, he was Carrie's boyfriend?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, you celebrate with Mark Wahlberg.
Cool.
Yeah. Kenny G.
Brian McKnight. Remember Brian McKnight?
I do remember him. And Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy are all celebrating their birthdays today. So happy 59th, Loren.
Look at all us Geminis.
Yeah. Pete Wentz is 44. So look at that. He's older than you, Ren.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So over the weekend on Saturday, it was a big deal for the Maney family. And my daughter Ruby, who is 4 turning 5, had her first dance recital. So she went to dance class every Tuesday for the last, couple months. And she was working on her number. And then we went to the Ovens Auditorium. And she was one of like 32 other acts that got up and performed.
Oh my gosh. Ruby's first dance recital. Did you have to sit through 32 other acts?
Yes.
Was she at the end?
She was pretty close to the end. So we had to sit through like 26 other acts.
Holy cow.
Which was. So let me explain something to you. I love sports. That's my outlet. My wife loves this. Mm-hmm. This is her outlet.
This is her Super Bowl.
She grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, in a singing, dancing, performing environment. Mm-hmm. Until she was 21, she did that. And loved going on stage and competed against the likes of Justin Timberlake was in one of the bands that she competed against one year at the Southern Fair, wherever it's called, in Mississippi. And so she loves this competitive stuff. So Friday night, she gathers me and Dean around for a huddle. She goes, listen, let's just make tomorrow be a good day. Just listen to how I want to put it together. You know I put a lot of stock in this. So let's make this a good day, and let's make sure Ruby gets her day. Dean, you're going to wear a button-down shirt. I don't want to hear any complaining. You know, I go, oh, do I have to wear a pants? She goes, no, you can wear shorts, but I also want you in a button-down shirt. And then I, like, high-five Dean, yeah. My 10-year-old. And so the day comes, I make breakfast for everyone Saturday morning, and everything is fantastic. Then Amanda's like, all right, everybody upstairs. This is like around 12 o'clock. We got to start getting ready. And I guess there was some pushback from Dean. Ooh, I was still downstairs, so I didn't hear all of it. And all of a sudden, I just hear my wife go, can we one day do something that doesn't involve a whistle? God forbid the Maneys do something on a Sunday or Saturday that doesn't involve a whistle.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really funny line.
Maybe what your wife should do is just get a whistle for the house. And then when she needs everybody to get ready, blow the whistle like it's a sporting event.
Yeah, right.
And now there's a race to see who can get ready the fastest.
Throw the flag.
Yeah.
So everybody got ready. It wasn't that. It was just like, I guess like Dean didn't want to wear his shirt or whatever. So we go to the event, Loren, and my brother's there. My neighbor comes and she's got a little daughter. She wants her to see, you know, Ruby dancing. And so Dance Dad is sitting there and my brother rolls in and goes, bro, just so you know, I'm out right after Ruby's dance. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not here to watch.
Sure. I wouldn't be either.
70 other groups of people, yeah. I don't know dance. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you call it the Dance Dad bug or whatever it is. I really enjoyed it. They moved it along.
Good.
And it was really, really good. And even at the end, my brother and I were like, wow, the dance songs were upbeat. It was a space theme. So it was upbeat. They got the acts on. They got the acts off. They did a good mix of little kids who you were just laughing at, yeah, because they were doing such a great job. And then the older teens who are out there,
like,
just crushing it.
Really good, yes, dancers with the little kids. Because, you know,
yes,
the little kids, nobody's really good.
Hour and a half. On, off.
Awesome.
No talking in between. No congratulations.
Good.
No this, no that. I was pleasantly, this Dance Dad was pleasantly surprised.
Look at you.
I know. And even my brother was like, I honestly could have sat through like 5 more.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I know. It was really good, wasn't it? So, and Ruby did well. She was part of like a group of 8, maybe 10 other girls.
Yeah.
And she, you know, at that age when you're 4 or 5, you're counting out your steps and, you know, but she wasn't looking at other girls. She was doing her thing,
right,
you know. So my wife was super proud. And then all my daughter wanted to do was go to Hawthorne's Pizza to get pizza afterwards so that she could play the claw machine and win a prize, which she did. So it was a perfect Saturday for the new Dance Dad. That's me, Maney. I get it, Dance Dad.
I'm giving you a bell.
Oh, give me a bell, please. Thank you, Loren. So we're
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hardly now.
Gotta get up. It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Every morning.
You got me feeling so right.
Kiss 95.1.
I'm chatting with other dance dads, Loren, on text. I just mentioned that my daughter had her first recital at 4 years old, and it was Saturday, and it was way better than I expected it to be. My wife is all about it, though, so of course I'd be there to support her and to support my daughter either way. But Mike from Waxo goes, Manny, I'm right there with you. My daughter had her first recital last night. It was amazing. And then Kayla in Huntersville said, my sister's new dance studio is legit. Her old dance studio, they would have a recital that would last all day long.
Oh, my gosh.
You would get there at like 6 or 7 a.m. and not leave till 11 p.m. And then Kathy in Waxhaw said, my daughter Bella, who's now 22, her first dance recital was to The Little Mermaid. It was green sea foam tutu that she had to wear. Cute. She refused to dance and wear it.
Oh, no.
The great dance mom that I am, I put on the tutu and walked down with her and stood behind her and did the whole dance with her. It was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. That's a dance mom.
I hope I don't have to do that, but somebody else texted in and goes, hey, Manny, you know, they have dance dads. I'm not there yet. I'm not going to get up on stage and do like a whole dance routine.
We can get you some tap shoes. Oh, it'll be no. great. What did she do, by the way? Was it ballet, tap, jazz?
It was tap.
Tap.
Yeah, she did a tap thing. So, hey, we have a teacher named Brittany on hold who we told you guys last week was going to call in this morning. She's a high school teacher. Doesn't want to say what high school she's teaching at. But she got a pretty crazy gift from a student. Loren, before we get to her, you said you were just reading an article about gifts that teachers don't want.
Yeah, I've got, well, it's the do's and don'ts okay. of giving gifts, and it's from Scary Mommy. So some of the gifts that teachers get that they don't want are mugs. They're like, enough. We have enough mugs. We get it.
World's greatest teacher mugs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No food unless it's actually something they like. Don't give supplies as gifts. And somebody says no alcohol, not all teachers drink, but I think that's a lie.
You can ask.
I'm kidding. actually, alcohol to me is a little inappropriate. Like, you could do...
I got you something in a giant package right there for your birthday.
That's different. I think in a school environment, it's a little inappropriate, but mm-hmm. I think if you got, like, a gift card for wine or alcohol or something like that, it'd be okay. Some of the things that they do want, they say gift cards. Even if it's just $5, it's a thoughtful note. Which is one of the things I'm doing for Cash's teachers. I got like little special cookies made, mm-hmm. and then you can put a gift card with the cookie and give it. And something else that I did, this was on the list too. A teacher said the best gift that they received from a parent was a really nice beach towel and sunblock. So for Jackson's parent or teachers, I did a summer starter kit this year.
Oh, look at you.
And it was like, you know, one of those jugs that you can put like iced tea or something in, and then a bunch of stuff that you would need to get your summer started, and
go.
A gift card in there. So, like, it was all covered.
Perfect. How much was on the gift card, can I ask?
Well, there was a lot of things in there, so it was just, like, a $10 gift card to Starbucks.
Okay. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So you just heard the list that Loren read. The gift that you got from, don't say what it is, but the gift that you got from this student is way bigger than any of those items, right?
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than that.
Okay, would you say it is more than $1,000?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, hang tight. Let's do this song, and let's come back and hear what
Teacher
Brittany got for her gift for the end of the school year. And there's more to it than just that, right, Brittany?
Yeah.
All right, hang tight 1 minute. We'll be right back.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
Celebrating Loren's birthday and also celebrating the end of school. It's the last week of school. I know for Union County, a lot of other school counties are out already. Mecklenburg County's this week, right, Ren?
Yeah.
You have a son in the Mecklenburg School District.
Yep, Friday's their last day.
And we have Brittany on the phone, and we won't say what high school or what county Brittany teaches in, but her story is crazy. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey.
Thanks for texting us last week. We had to get you on. Tell everyone the situation that you found yourself in last week.
Okay. So, you know, we're getting close to the end of the year, and I teach sophomores. I teach literature. And everybody, you know, you kind of have a sense of where your grade is going. And I have a student who, he's not a bad kid. it's just not, my subject just really isn't his thing. He doesn't give a lot of effort. He'll probably do something else, but it's definitely not going to be literature.
Mm-hmm.
And I know his grade is not going to be good. I won't fail him. I don't fail anybody, but I mean, honestly, I've been planning to give him an end of the year, give him a D. That's the work he's done.
D's get degrees. Isn't that the saying, Loren?
C's get degrees, but okay. That's okay.
Okay.
So, I was walking to my car after, you know, after a long day of class, and I saw this student with his father, and they approached my car, and Oof. He handed me an envelope.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of Italian behavior is this, Loren?
That sounds a little suspect.
Were you nervous, though? Like, when you're walking in your car and you see him and his dad...
No, I wasn't.
No?
That's
okay.
Funny. No, I don't know. I knew. That's funny. I felt bad because I knew that the grade wasn't going to be good. So, I, in a way, I hoped the gift wasn't. I figured it was a card, a thank you card, or a
sure,
gift card or
yeah.
something. And I already kind of felt bad because I knew the grade wasn't going to be good.
Miss Brittany, take this gift as a token of my family's appreciation. I know my son, he's into astronomy because he's only taking up space in your class.
All right, go ahead.
So wait, what was it?
Yeah, that's it. So I go to, I was going to just take it home, and then they say, no, open it. So I opened it, and it is an all expense paid cruise for two.
Wow. So it wasn't cash.
This is like the whole thing. Like, I mean, it is, I looked it up later, and it's valued at like $10,000.
What? Whoa.
So he just got that. The dude's dad just got that from somebody else for payment.
Oh, you think so?
See, and he gifted it. That's how Tony Soprano would do it.
I think maybe the wife... and him had a trip planned, and maybe they can't go now.
Oh.
So, like, what do we do with this? This would be a great gift for our failing kids' teacher.
Okay, so now is he going to go from a D to a B or an A?
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, I've told some, like, teachers, people I teach with, and they said, like, that they are definitely trying to bribe me.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've been teaching for 10 years. It's the biggest gift I've ever gotten by a long shot.
All right, we got to go to break, but real quick before we get out of here and let you go to class, are you going to use it?
No. Am I going to use it? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I should maybe, I mean, if I was, I'd take my husband, but I really don't know, guys.
Did you try to give it back?
Yes, 10 times. I mean, I tried everything and they just insisted.
That's what Sopranos do.
Huh. I'll be afraid, though, to not give him a passing grade after that because...
She said she's going to give him a D.
A D is not really a passing. It's not failing, but it's not like...
Chuck in Indian Trail says C's get degrees, D's get diplomas. What's the problem here?
I think you should probably give him at least a C.
And Mrs. B gets the cruise. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Thanks for calling and sharing that story with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Did you tell everyone what was coming up next when I put that little element into the computer?
Well, I was too far from the actual board, so I just hit the next button.
A little behind the scenes, I put in something that says, coming up next on the Manny and Loren Show, and I was going to tell you that we were going to talk about what your pizza topping says about your personality, but instead I walked out of the room forgetting I put that in.
Right.
And I was in the kitchen just dying laughing with Burpee from the Madhouse.
What were you guys laughing about?
We were doing movie lines.
Okay.
Come on. Is there anything else that we do in our lives? Celebrating Loren's birthday in here. We're going to go live on our Instagram in just a minute to watch her saber a bottle of champagne with nothing but an American Express credit card.
I'm going to try. I've only successfully done this like a handful of times, but this is like my cool party trick.
Follow us at the ML Morning Show. We're going to be live here in just a little bit. Now, what does your pizza topping say about your personality? It's an article that we found a while ago. We're just now getting to it. But, for instance, pepperoni. I like pepperoni. If you like pepperoni on your pizza, you're an extrovert. You may get bored easily. but you're romantically compatible with veggie lovers, which is hilarious because that's my wife's favorite pizza.
That is so funny.
How great is that?
I like pepperoni, too.
I like pepperoni. I do not love veggie too much. However, veggie lovers are charming, gullible, sometimes self-absorbed, and compatible with those who love seafood or pepperoni.
Okay.
Let's say that you love chicken on your pizza. You're driven, competitive, assertive, and most romantically compatible with people who love seafood on their pizza.
Who gets seafood on their pizza? Like, give me an example of a seafood pizza. Other than,
anchovy seafood?
Okay. All right. I'm not an anchovy fan, but I do in Florida, it's a thing to put shrimp or lobster on your pizza. I can get down with that.
And if you do love that, then you're intelligent, critical, and you're most romantically compatible with a meat lover. Now, okay. If you love all the meats, here's your personality. If you're a meat lover, pizza topping person, you're a homebody, you're supportive, but you're also a follower.
Huh.
Just plain?
No toppings, just plain.
Easygoing, sensitive, empathetic.
Okay.
You're compatible with all pizza lovers.
I feel like I'm pretty much all of these. Like, I have no preference in pizza. You just put it in front of me and I will eat it.
Olives?
Yeah.
Loving, trustworthy, supportive, avoids the spotlight. You're romantically compatible with Bechelon? What's that word?
I don't know. I gotta look
Beckham it up. Sauce lovers? You gotta call your friend in Italy.
Where is it? I don't see it. Okay,
right
I see
here.
It. Okay. I gotta see what this is.
It's a Beckham-based pizza.
French.
Ah. Francois pizza.
Yeah, it's a white sauce.
When I think of pizza, I think of the French.
You're right.
Now, it's time for a Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, it's the birthday edition of Can't Beat Loren. Who are you playing against today, Ren?
Maria, welcome to the Manny and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Are you going to let me win today since it's my birthday? I'm just kidding.
No. I have a good feeling I'm winning.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
I like your confidence.
Says that Maria's played once before, so she's no rookie to this game. Maria, throw her out of the studio.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Maria playing for everyone in Salisbury, watching Loren head out of the studio. She goes into the hallway where she cannot hear these questions. Maria, you and I can, and everyone else listening, we wish you the best of luck. Are you ready for question number one?
Yeah.
This Hit Me Baby One More Time pop star is getting nostalgic following news that her sons are moving to Hawaii with her dad, with their dad. We want to know, who is that Baby Hit Me One More Time singer?
That is Britney Spears.
Kelly Clarkson's latest single features this legendary comedian on the banjo. He plays in movies such as Father of the Bride and Cheaper by the Dozen. What actor is that?
Oh.
He's actually quite good at the banjo.
Oh, I don't know his name right now.
All right. This rapper, who is also known as Aubrey Graham, is getting made fun of after his credit card was declined on a live stream.
Drake.
Question four. Fans don't have to wait 29 years to get a sequel to this Hocus Pocus film. Sources are confirming that Hocus Pocus 3 is already in development. For what streaming app? Do you know that?
Disney.
And question five. This driver's license singer is dropping hints about a possible upcoming event on June 30th. Who is she?
Ooh, Camila Cabello?
Okay. Come on in, Loren. Maria, no nonsense. You played pretty fast.
Good.
Yep. And she got three correct.
Okay.
Oh.
So let's see how you do, Loren.
All
question
right.
Number one. This Baby Hit Me One More Time pop star is getting nostalgic following news that her sons are moving to Hawaii with their dad. Who is she?
Britney Spears.
That is correct. It is 1-1. And question two. Kelly Clarkson's latest single features this legendary comedian on the banjo. He's been in movies such as Father of the Bride and Cheaper by the Dozen.
That's a hard two.
Three,
Father of the Bride.
Two.
Can I think of his name?
No answer there. She didn't know either. Maria said Steve. She was warm. The answer is Steve Martin.
Yeah.
All right. It is 1-1 still. Question number 3. This rapper, who's also known as Aubrey Graham, is getting made fun of after his credit card was declined on a live stream.
Drake.
That is correct. She knew that one as well.
Okay.
So we're still 2-2, y'all. We got us a battle here. Fans don't have to wait 29 years to get a sequel to Hocus Pocus. Sources have confirmed that Hocus Pocus 3 is already in development for what streaming service?
Disney Plus.
That is correct. But guess what? Marie knew that one as well, so it's 3-3. Now, this driver's license singer is dropping hints about a possible upcoming event on June 30th. Who is that?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Maria said Camila Cabello, which is incorrect. Loren, by the skin of her teeth, gets to 299 straight wins, 4-3.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks.
My name is Maria from Salisbury, and I cannot beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Maria. We'll just say you let me win for my birthday.
Yeah, we'll say that.
You want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Loren. It's 95.1.
Alicia, you are on War of the Roses today, and in your email to us, you said that you think your boyfriend Tripp is cheating. What's going on?
So Tripp and I have been together for about 2 years, and you know, after a while, you lose something. So we decided to try to spice things up. So we invited our friend Lindsay to join us in the threesome. And it was great.
How'd that conversation go? Hey, Lindsay, you doing anything on Friday night?
Yeah, who comes to who with that?
It was kind of like a mutual thing. Like, we had been talking back and forth, you know. I was like, well, you know, maybe it's something we could try. I had fun. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. So, you know, I thought it was a success. And then Lindsay posted a picture of her and Tripp as her profile picture on Facebook. And I was like, what the hell? Like, we didn't have any other interactions after that. It looked like it was at, like, Beer Fest, which I don't recall us ever all going together in the 2 years that we've been dating. So is he seeing her on the side? Is this like his new relationship? I don't know. I don't know. I'm freaking out.
When you guys decided to have this one night threesome, was that discussed, that like, hey, this is a one-time thing, we're only doing this once, and we're not, or like, maybe in his mind he now thinks it's an open relationship?
No, there's no way. Like, we were very clear this was something that we were gonna try, you know. If this wasn't something that was gonna be ongoing, we're not in an open relationship. That was never discussed.
And you have no idea whether or not they hung out after that?
Not that he's told me.
And she hasn't?
No. No. 100% no.
Okay. Let's call Tripp, and Loren's going to offer him a romantic rose package, and we're going to find out who he sends it to. If it's Lindsay and not you, let's wait and see what he says on the card. That'll say a lot about what's going on in their world, okay? I know it's hard, but try not to jump in until we get as much info from him as we can.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Tripp, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Tripp. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with some awesome news today. One of your friends tagged you in our Insta post where we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and we randomly selected your tag to get those roses.
Nice.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Let's send him to Lindsay.
Okay. And what is your relationship with Lindsay? Just so I know what kind of a card to add and for our market research.
A friend.
Nobody that you're romantic with?
A little bit in the past, but yeah.
Okay. And then
what? There's some history.
Yeah. What would you like to put on Lindsay's card?
Let's say, Lindsay, for all you do for me, this is me giving back to you.
Are you f***ing kidding, Tripp? Like, honestly, what the f***? Why are you sending Lindsay roses and not me?
Whoa. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay.
Yep, this is War of the Roses, dude.
I believe you right now.
Okay, just relax. It's not like
relax.
That, okay,
relax. You're throwing away 2 years over one night. You're asking me to relax? You know,
I throw anything away. What are you talking about? I didn't throw anything away.
Trip, why did you send the romantic roses to Lindsay after Loren said, "Is there anything romantic going on?" You said in the past. So are you sending her the roses after the threesome?
No, it's not. It's not like that at all. It's more of a, we just have a thing going on. She was helping me out with something, so that's all it was. That's all I was thinking about that. That's all that is.
Have you been hanging out with her without Alicia knowing?
No.
Really? Because there's a photo of the two of you together.
It's our Facebook profile, you dumbass. Would you think I wouldn't find it out?
I would start talking, Trip.
I don't know what she's talking about with a picture. I've known her a long time. I don't know what she did with a picture. Why is that my responsibility? I don't know what she does. You know what I mean?
But, Trip, here's the thing. Obviously, you're familiar with War of the Roses. You know you're on the radio, and you know she heard everything. Why not send the roses to her? If you're not messing around on Alicia, guys do this. When we ask who they want to send the roses to, they normally send them to their girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, it does not look good. I get that. I understand. Alicia knows how I feel about her. I'm obviously not at this moment.
Send roses to a girl that's not me? Romantic roses. Yep. How do I know what you feel about me? Do you want to break up? Do you want to throw away our relationship over this?
No, would you relax? Would you get off my back about this? This is ridiculous. No, it's not like that at all, all right? Look, obviously you all know we had a threesome, we had a drunken threesome, that's what happened. It was not true at all.
We talked about it. We had this discussion, this is what we decided to do. We had a little bit of a problem in the bedroom, which you know, and this is our solution. This is not a drunken thing. We decided on this trick. Don't change the story.
I don't want you setting me up like this, making me look bad either. I mean, you know what
I'm saying? You made yourself look bad.
Yeah, you did it.
All right, so be honest right now, because we got to run. Be honest. Are you cheating on Alicia with Lindsay, yes or no?
No.
Okay, Alicia, do you believe him, yes or no?
I don't even know. I don't even know anymore.
So you're not breaking up with him? You're okay with his answer?
Well, we're going to need to talk. Okay. I want to know why this profile picture has you in it.
We'll have to talk to her about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Manny and Loren Show.
You guys are always my morning show to listen to on my way to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
Today is Loren's birthday. 1 year short of the big one.
let's not take it there yet.
What'd you do over the weekend?
I did a lot, I feel like.
How did you pamper yourself? Or is that coming today?
I don't know. I don't know that I'm pampering myself. I mean, I went to dinner last night.
Spa? What are you doing for your birthday?
I don't know yet.
Dal taking the kids today so you can go and hang out with your mom and your friend. Is your friend Pucker still in town?
Pucker leaves today. I am playing tennis with a bunch of my friends tonight, though.
Okay.
So that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and Loren went out to dinner last night, and good news for Ren. Her husband came off of his boys' trip to come celebrate her 39th birthday with him.
Right.
a lot of people, Loren, have a birthday and it's completely forgotten by family. Forget by coworkers the time Roy and I failed to wish Nicole a happy birthday when you were out of town.
And it wasn't just any birthday. It was her 30th birthday.
You were on maternity leave or something. You were not here to save us.
Yeah.
But we do want to hear from people at 704-570-9595. Just like the movie 16 Candles with Molly Ringwald, where she wakes up and she goes, they freaking forgot my birthday. It's her 16th. It's her big one. She's so happy to have a 16th birthday party, a sweet 16, and nobody wishes her a happy birthday. Did your family forget your birthday? 704-570-9595. What would you do if you woke up on your 40th and there was nothing planned. Because you have big plans for your 40th, and so does my wife, by the way.
Yeah, I want to, like, go do something. Like, I'd like to go on a trip with some of my friends.
So my wife was talking about maybe doing something joint, because I'll be turning 50.
Me and Dallas said the same thing.
You'll be turning 40.
Uh-huh.
And Amanda will be turning 40. 40. And Dal and I will be turning 50.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I know, we should go somewhere.
I have a whole plan, I'll tell you out there.
Does it require my... going to Europe?
No. No.
Look at this.
It is big.
Okay, we'll plan it. Look at this, Lorraine, we have a surprise guest for you. Say hello.
Hello?
Must be nice. Man, look at you guys already playing your trip.
Mr. Must Be Nice Guy, I miss you.
I mean, you're the type of person that while you're on vacation, you plan another vacation, don't you?
I may have done that.
Yeah, because you just got stacks up. Because you can get your checks delivered anywhere in the world, can't you?
A direct deposit, baby.
Oh, that's nice. Must Be Nice, direct deposit. Well, happy birthday, Lorraine.
Thank you, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. just got done with my hospital stay.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy?
Oh, no, I wasn't inside. I was just staying in the parking lot. They kicked me out of the Walmart parking lot. I was living over in the hospital parking lot, and so now I'm
silly me
back over at the Walmart parking lot. Hey, listen, I saw online you got a lot going on with that fancy $1 million landscaped backyard of yours. Saw a big birth. Was that a big movie night?
It was just a movie night, just our family.
That's not true. She called it an upscale movie night. Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Be nice.
Whatever the hell that means.
Did you call IMAX, get them to install that for you?
We had 3D glasses. It was all... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, you seem like you're doing pretty well. For how old are you again?
21.
21, Must Be Nice. We're on the radio. As usual, you radio jocks say whatever you want, and half the time you're wrong. Must Be Nice.
I'm 39, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Oh, there we go, 39. Well, you don't sound like a day over 30 gay. Must be nice. Hey, so you do that thing where you know, when you take a sword and you pop them bottles because you want to become a pirate?
Yeah, saber? Uh-huh, I did. I did two over the weekend, and we just sabered one with a credit card in here.
Yeah, ask her what kind of credit card, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Oh, credit card. Must be nice. What type of credit card?
I don't remember.
I bet she has one of them fancy black card American Express. Uh-huh.
Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Rich people.
It's a different weight than the other cards that you hold.
It's like a metal card?
Yeah, something like that. You ever see that?
Well, it cut open a bottle. I bet it was metal. Must be nice. I tell you what, Lorraine, you got all these balloons going on. Do your kids ever get confused that these balloons, maybe they're siblings? You have so many of them in the house.
They're siblings? No. We're done with baby making. Dallas got a vasectomy.
Whoa, snip, snip. Okay.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Must be nice not to be on birth control anymore.
Populating the earth.
Must be nice to not have to be on the pill anymore.
Hey, Lorraine.
Yeah.
How's them fancy luxury cars doing? How's your BMW?
No, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, is there financial troubles?
They did have to downgrade to a Volvo, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy. I don't know what's going on over there.
No. You poor thing. You must feel like a peasant. I had to downgrade a Volvo. Hey, listen, maybe I can come over and wash it for you.
Okay.
If you can afford the water, I can wash it for you. I'm looking for another job. I'm getting laid off again.
Oh, no. Mr. Must Be Nice Guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was working at the diarrhea factory. There was an explosion.
Yikes.
Pretty good joke, wasn't it? Did I do your job?
It hit for me.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Pretty Must Be Nice Guy.
Hey, do I get a cut? Do I get a paycheck for calling in? Because you guys are getting checks just by making noises on the radio. Do I get a cut? Do I get a check?
Lorraine will send you a little cut of her birthday money.
Uh-huh.
What is your birthday money like? The most I got was $20. What'd you get today?
I didn't get anything yet.
$5,000?
Yet. She celebrated her birthday on a rooftop last night, and I don't mean like sleeping on one.
Why? Typically, I'm on the roofs of the houses I'm trying to break into. You're just on the roofs enjoying it. Very nice. Well, listen, I hope you're having a good time. How many vacations have you taken this year?
I don't know.
Must be nice.
All right, Mr. Must Be Nice Guy. Thank you for sharing and calling in and sharing your thoughts.
Oh, hey, Manny. Listen, I hope you're doing well, too, bud.
Uh-huh. He just did his backyard, too.
Yeah, on a budget.
Yeah. Is his supermodel wife doing well?
You didn't think you were getting out of here without getting hit, did you, Manny?
Look at that. The song's playing. Mr. Aww. Must Be Nice Guy, everyone.
Mr. Must Be Nice Guy.
Happy birthday.
I love you so much. I listen every single morning.
Oh, we're glad we could put a smile on your face. Thank you so much for listening.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
Surprise is rolling in for Lorenz. She got a little champagne this morning. She's got the studio decorated. And Mr. Must Be Nice Guy, a.k.a. our old friend Roy, checked in a little while ago.
It's always a fun time.
So you got your friend Pucker here, who spent some time with us in the Bahamas when we went to the Sandals Resort in the Bahamas in April.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's here.
Yep, she leaves today, though.
Okay, so you celebrated a lot over the weekend. Your mom came in from out of town, I saw.
Yep.
The one time she put you in front of her son, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
And she wished you. She said, hey, I'm taking off now, heading to Charlotte to go celebrate the birthday weekend of my girl.
Yep, and my son's birthday. She's here for his birthday, too.
Oh, when's his birthday?
It's on the 7th, but his party is on the 11th.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that birthdays were that close together.
Oh, they wanted to induce me today, like on my birthday, and I was like, he's not going to want that when he gets older.
They wanted to induce him.
Yes.
You said they wanted to induce me.
Well, they wanted to induce me to have him. The mother gets induced.
Hold on, I'm confused. Sorry, back up. I thought you meant Vin, her son.
No.
Okay.
My son, not her
son. Your
son. My son.
Jax. Right.
His birthday is on the 7th.
Yes. And when Amanda had a C-section, they wanted to induce Dean. And Amanda's like, why don't we do it on the 25th on your birthday? Mm-hmm. And I said the same thing as you. I go, no. Give him his own day.
Yeah. And our doctor wasn't available on the 6th, so we couldn't be back to back. So the next time she was available was on the 7th.
Right.
And I wanted her to deliver Jackson.
Yeah. Well, we're just excited that you're celebrating. What are you doing tonight then? Do you know what, like, what's Dal have planned? Anything?
I don't think anything. So my family's coming over at 5 so that we can do cake with the kids. And then I'm going to play tennis at 6.
Sorry, I'm out.
Hey, nobody was around this weekend when I wanted to celebrate.
That's funny. Now, speaking of ages, we're going to talk about the biggest age gaps coming up here in just a minute. We found an article. A study finds couples with huge age gaps are actually healthier than couples without huge age gaps in their relationship.
My parents had a huge age gap.
I would say you and Dal and me and Amanda have pretty huge age gaps.
But that's only half, not even half of what the age gap of my parents were.
Your parents' gap was ginormous.
Yeah.
Different word.
Okay.
But up next, though, we're going to tell you another study came out. I want to get into this, too. How many close friends most Americans have?
You have like 12.
Yes, but none of them are here. Amanda and I were just trying to think of something the other day. We were like, who else should we invite? I'm like, I don't know. We don't really have that many friends.
Yeah. No, you have a whole sack. What are you talking
about? Yeah, but like,
your neighbors are all close.
We are all close, and bless us. They're awesome. But like, we were trying to think of somebody that didn't have kids to hang out with. And we're like, hey, we just don't have that many. But I want to get into that. Plus, we've got tickets for you to go see Logic coming up in just about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show. Kiss 95.1.
How many close friends do you think you have?
Me personally?
I'm asking anyone just to think about this. How many close friends do you think you should have? Because YouGov did a poll of Americans. They asked nearly 40,000 U.S. adults about how many good/close friends they have.
I think the average has 2.
The average was... between 2 and 5 close friends.
A 5 is a lot, in my opinion. If you can count your close friends on a full hand, you're doing, like, amazing.
But wait, hold on. 55% of that 40,000 said they had between 2 and 5 close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Another 13% said their close friends range between 6 and 10.
Lies. They're not true close friends. That is a lie. You are lying to yourself.
Well, 5% have more than 10 close friends.
Is that the category you fall into? No, you have like between, I think you have 7, right?
Close. There's guys that I know that I wouldn't confide in.
Yeah.
I probably have 10 close friends.
No way.
I think I do.
10?
I think so.
I have 2 close friends, and none of them live here. Elena and Pucker are like my 2 close friends.
I'm on 5.
I think you have like 7.
7. I'm
on
7.
I think you have 7.
Now, two of these guys are in California.
Uh-huh.
One of these guys you don't even know.
Uh-huh.
They're close friends. Like, I would confide in them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm at 7.
Okay. I'm good. Dang, I'm good.
Producer Nicole, how many close friends do you have?
I would say 2 or 3.
Don't include your significant other in that. I didn't include my significant other.
Me neither.
Okay.
No, only 1 or 3.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Don't you have a friend that your ex is friends with, too? And she's friends with both of you, you and your ex?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have a bunch of friends like that.
I think a lot of people lost friends when there was like a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Or a breakup, mm-hmm. where all of a sudden the friend picked a side. See, Nicole's friend is cool. She's friends with both of them. She didn't pick a side, but you could lose a close friend like that.
I'm just putting it out there. If anything ever happens between Dallas and I, if you guys don't pick my side, we're done.
It depends on what it is, right, Nicole?
No, it doesn't.
No, I mean, I'm not. I'm friends with Dallas because of you.
Right.
So
Thank you.
That is how.
I'm first priority.
That is how you decide that.
I'm still Insta friends with Nicole's ex. Did you unfriend her?
I mean, we're not. I don't think we're friends on Facebook, but I follow her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
You say that so many times as if that's like you want drama out of that.
No,
like,
that's, it's not drama. It's
that's
weird.
That's normal. You are allowed to follow people's exes, especially if you break up just, that's like 4 years ago.
See, and I think Instagram is more like willy-nilly public. Like, if I followed, if we were friends on Instagram or on Facebook, that's different than following somebody on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I follow her and see what she's up to. I didn't unfriend her on Insta because she travels. And I like to see where she is. I was always jealous of her job. She's like, for work, I got to go to Vegas or Tokyo.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, most Americans consider themselves to be introverts, by the way. So that's why it's not easy for them to make friends. 59%. People say they're an introvert. Would you consider yourself an introvert?
No.
30% say they're extroverts.
I think I have introverted moments, but for the most part, I'm an extrovert.
55% of Americans say they have between 2 and 5 close friends. Hannah in Fort Mill says, I've had 3 best friends since I was about 7 years old. I have about 5 close friends now. Dana says, don't mix up acquaintances with friendships,
right,
too.
I agree. And there's a difference between a friendship and a close friend.
That's true. All right, we're talking age gaps in your marriage and your relationships next.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Hey, it's how I get my morning started.
First thing
in the morning.
It's 95.1.
So, we were talking about the biggest age gaps last week because Al Pacino and his girlfriend have a huge gap.
Oh yeah, I can't beat that one. I can beat most, but I can't beat that one.
He's 83 and she's 29.
Oh my gosh.
And a new study.
It's a 54 year age gap.
Yeah, dude. When he was 40, she wasn't even born yet.
Oh my gosh.
So Australia's Deakin University did research. And they found significant age gap relationships with more years between them report greater trust and commitment and lower amounts of jealousy than couples whose ages are closer together, which makes for a better relationship.
Yeah.
There's plenty of celebrities, by the way. George Clooney is 62. Amal's 45.
Wait, 62 and 45, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, but George is like an anomaly, and that's 17 years.
Yes. Calista Flockhart's 58, Harrison Ford's 80, and they've been seemingly happily married for 23 years. Don't forget Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
She's 53, he's 78. And don't forget Leo DiCaprio, who's 48, and whoever he's with right now is probably 19 or 20.
So those are all like, 23, 25-year age differences. My parents were 24 years apart.
Yeah. And that story is your mom worked at the bar and your dad used to go all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's parents owned a bar and she would work behind the bar.
Do you know, I don't even really know my parents' meeting story. Like, you have a meeting story? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that my mom was dating somebody that my dad knew and they were just kind of in the same circles. But other than that, I don't know much more about it.
Hmm.
My mom was disgusted and didn't want to tell me, and my dad completely forgot.
A lot of people don't know their parents' dating stories. Nicole, do you know your parents' dating story?
No, I don't.
See, that, I mean, it's not uncommon how their parents met.
So, it's funny, my sister-in-law, her dad came down to visit, and we just got talking, and we were like, how did you meet? You remember meeting her? And he goes, yes, it was like in the early 60s. We were at a bar in New York City, and I got really drunk, and she had to help me get into a cab.
Mm-hmm.
First date. He goes...
Not even a first date, just first meeting.
First meeting, yeah. Right. He goes, I got home. I somehow made it into my apartment. I passed out. I woke up the next morning with a monster headache, and I was like, I had no idea what happened. So I reached out to her, and she's like, oh, honey, you got really, really drunk, and I don't think we can see each other anymore. He goes, I begged her, and, you know, we've been married since.
Yeah.
But Rhonda and Maiden said my mom and dad are 19 years apart.
It works. Somehow that age bracket works. Like, I think it's hard to do, like, the 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little closer together, so you still have like some of those common whatevers.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, that like 19 to 24, 25, it works for them.
Hey, I'm curious how your parents met, though. I think that's a funny story. I don't have a story to share. Nicole doesn't have a story to share. And Loren's story is hilarious. Mom was working at the bar. Dad was the barfly that came in and hung. And they knew each other for a long time, actually. I remember, Loren, you saying.
Yeah.
And then your dad had to ask the bar your mom's parents for permission, right? Yeah.
I think it was too late at that point. But yeah. I think I was on the way.
Okay. All right. So here's what I want to know from you guys. Do your parents have a funny story about how they met? Don't text us this one because we need you to explain it to us. So call us right now, 704-570-9595. If your parents met in a funny way or a unique kind of way, we'd love to hear that. It's Manny and Loren. Celebrating Loren's birthday!
Yay.
39 years. It's like your parents. 39 years apart.
And they weren't that far.
Kiss 95.1. Thanks for listening.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
Talking about how did your parents meet? Loren and her mom have a big age gap, but they also met in a pretty funny way.
My mom and my dad, yeah. They met at a bar.
That mom was working at.
Yeah. And she was like just barely 18.
But forget that. Like, your dad had enough game, though, that your mom, who was just barely 18, was totally smitten with.
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel?
Great. Good for my dad.
Good for dad, right? Yeah. How did mom and dad meet? Pat and Gaffney. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Pat. How'd they meet?
Well, my mom, out of high school, she went into the convent to become a nun.
Okay.
And she was in for 5 years. And prior to her taking her final vows, she decided that that's not what she wanted. She wanted to get married and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so she left, and her family had been living in Brooklyn. And when she got out, they moved to Long Island. And so my mother didn't know anybody. Here she was, 23, 24 years old, didn't know anybody. And she, my grandmother told her, go to the church. They have a singles thing. Go, meet some people.
Mm-hmm.
So she went, and they had a speaker. When the speaker finished, my mom stood up and asked a question. My dad looked to my uncle and nudged him and said, I'm going to have a date with her before the night's over.
Oh, nice.
Cute.
Sure enough, they had the date. 6 months later, they were engaged. 6 months after that, they were married. And my dad passed away a couple months before their 54th wedding anniversary.
What a life. What a
beautiful story.
That's awesome, Pat. I love that your mom changed her mind.
Mom made a good decision. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or else you wouldn't be here talking to us right now, Pat.
That's right. They had six kids and 17 grandkids.
Wow. Mom came out hot from the...
from the nunnery.
On
the convent Turner.
Yeah. Rachel and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about Dad and Mom. How'd they meet?
So my mom and dad, my dad was going into Vietnam and my mom was going into first grade, just to tell you like the year difference. But my mom had her own apartment and she had the door open and she was cleaning. And my dad happened to just walk by and see her and did like a turnaround and basically asked her on a date to go to the bar. And so she went and that was pretty much it. They got married twice. So it's very interesting.
When you say they got married twice, you mean they got divorced and then remarried?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's interesting. I love relationships like that.
It is. It was awesome. But, I mean, I never saw them together. However, my dad passed away 4 years ago, but they always had a really close relationship. I just never got to see them together as mom and dad.
Wow.
That's crazy. Thanks, Rachel. Tina, good morning in Kannapolis. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hope you're well.
We're celebrating Loren's birthday today.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So my mom was pretty young. She was in her early 20s, and she was hanging out at her then-boyfriend's house, a guy named Tom. Tom went to use the restroom, and one of his friends stopped by. And by the time Tom got out of the restroom, my mom and my would-be father had already left together. Tom did remain a family friend until his passing in the late 90s. I always saw him as like, you know, an uncle or whatever. I grew up with him. But it was like a running family joke that she was stolen away without him even knowing.
Yeah, don't go to the bathroom.
Wow.
So what kind of game did Dad spit to get Mom that quick?
Dad was a pretty beach boy from Florida. Stripper. Chaos meets chaos. It just happened.
Whoa.
Did you say he was a Floridian stripper?
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Yeah,
early
Tina.
Payday.
All right.
I love it. That is awesome. Mom's like, I ain't got no time for this.
I was like, I got it.
On to the next. Yep.
Let's get out of here before he gets out of the bathroom. That is amazing. Thank you for sharing. I just really don't have any recollection of my mom and dad talking about how they met. Although my brother texted and reminded me that years ago when we were all kind of older, out of college, I probably had flown home from California and my friends and my brother and my dad, we were all sitting out on my deck in New Jersey and my dad was telling flyboy stories about, you know, the pilots back in the 60s. That was it, man. They were the jam. They were making good money. It was a high-profile job, and my brother did remind me that we had to tell my dad to shut up once because he was telling my friends a story about how at this crash pad, he pushed one girl out when my mom was coming next. And my friends were like, yes, Vince, tell us more.
We're like,
shut up. That's our mom you're talking about.
Once mom's involved, you got to give us a PG version. Yeah.
And dad's like, all right, I'll spare him the details. I'll tell you guys later, though. We're like, oh, no. But it is what it is. It's crazy. Like, Dean will know that his dad fell in love with his mom at a mutual friend's birthday party. We had never met before. And the minute Amanda walked into the sushi restaurant we were at, I was like, oh my gosh, that's future Mrs. Maney right there. And she was not a Florida stripper, like the other caller that we just heard from.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.